Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I have come to draw from you again. We have come to draw from you again. Lord, teach us yourself this evening. Teach us yourself, Lord, in Jesus' name. Our topic today is God's spoken word. Tell your neighbor God's spoken word. Let's open to the book of Isaiah 34:16. It says, search from the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail. Not one shall lack a meat. For my mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. Praise God. This verse makes us to understand that we should read, we should meditate, we should study, we should search from the book of the law. That none of God's spoken word shall fail us. That none shall lack hermit. Praise God. Read, brethren, study, meditate. None of this word shall fail you. Brethren, let the word of God never depart from your mouth, but meditate in it day and night. That's what Joshua 1:8 made us understand. Joshua 1:8, let's read. It says, this book of law shall never depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. The Bible did not say you shall meditate in it once in a week. It does not say you shall meditate in it once in 3 days. It said you shall meditate in it day and night. Are you with me? Praise God. It says, that you may observe to do according to all that is written. It did not say that you may observe to do according to few. It says according to all that is written. According to everything. It did not say according to few. But you shall observe that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then, look at what the Bible says. It says, for then you shall make your way prosperous, and then ye shall have good success. Praise God. Also in Hebrews 4:12, which made us understand that the word of God, God's spoken word, is sharper, is powerful than any two-edged sword. Praise God. It says God's spoken word is sharper. He also says powerful than any two-edged sword. Hebrews 4:12. Now, let's go to efficacy of God's spoken word. How efficacious God's spoken word is. Efficacy of God's spoken word. Number one, by God's spoken word, sinners are saved. And we understand what we call sinner. Someone's sin. Sinner, sin. Praise God. It is by God's spoken word, sinners are saved. Brethren, for you to be saved, you have to surrender all to him. I did not say you should surrender few. I did not say you should surrender partially. Because half obedience is total disobedience to God. Praise God. Confess your sin. Because sin, according to Isaiah 59:1-2, made us to understand that sin has hidden his face from us. That sin has hidden the face of the Lord from us. That someone who is who sins? Who is a sinner? That's a sinner. Praise God. He also says, sin has hidden his face from us so that he will not hear us. Praise God. That's what Isaiah 59:1-2 makes us understand. It says, sin has hidden God's face from us so that he won't hear us. Also, in John 9:31, which also made us understand that John 9:31, that the voice of a sinner, unless the voice of a sinner is an abomination to God. God does not listen to a voice of a sinner unless he or she confess his or her sin to him, and he or she is ready to retrace his or her step back to God, and he or she is ready to obey, to fear the Lord, and he or she is ready to follow the Lord, to carry the cross. Praise God. Praise God. Unless he or she confess her sins to God and ask for mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy. For you to be saved, you have to retrace your steps back to him, as I have just said. You have to fear him. You have to be ready to carry the cross with him. Praise God. In Deuteronomy 13:4, makes us to understand that we should fear the Lord, obey him, we should cleave unto him, we should walk after him. Praise God. Deuteronomy 13:4. Brethren, if you do this which I just mentioned above, if you should take these steps, brethren, according to God's spoken word in John 10:28, you are saved. And John 10:28 made us to understand that. And I give them, John 10:28, let's read this projected. It says, and I give them eternal lives, and they shall never perish. Praise God. He says he gave you eternal life. After you've confessed your sin, after you've retraced your step back to him, after you have reconciled your ways back to him, after you are ready to follow him, after you are ready to carry the cross, he says he gives you eternal life. And you shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch you from his hand. That's God's spoken word concerning you, if you are ready to leave your sinful ways, and you are ready to follow Christ. That's God's spoken word for you. Praise God. Number 2, by God's spoken word, impossibilities become possible. Impossibilities become possible. Praise God. Isaiah 43:16-19, it made us understand that our God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Brethren, don't let anybody tell you that there is something that is impossible for God. Our God is God of possibility. Therefore, all things are possible. According to Matthew 19:26. He says to men, it is impossibility. But to God, all things are possible. Praise God. Number 3, by God's spoken word, demons are cast away. Satan is defeated. If you have evidence, Satan don't have right over you. But when you have not discovered that evidence, and what is that evidence? The word of God. God's spoken word. That is your evidence. That is why the Bible says in Isaiah 34:16 that we should read, study, meditate day and night, that none of this word shall fail us, that none of his spoken words shall fail you. Praise God. The word of God is our evidence. Praise God. Number four, by God's spoken word, the barren become fruitful. The barren, those who the doctor have told them that, madam, I'm not sure you can deliver. I'm not sure. He said, by God's spoken word, the barren become fruitful. Because all things are possible, as I said. Matthew 19:26, all things are possible. To men, it is impossible. Praise God. Let's chant in the Holy Ghost. Number five, quickly. By God's spoken word, the sick receive healing. Because in Isaiah 53 verse 5, it says, by his stripes we are healed. Sickness can't get hold of you if you have their evidence. God's spoken word is enough to defeat sickness. But when you are not reading, when you are not meditating this word, when you are not studying this word, what will be your proof? What will be your evidence? You want that sickness to go. And the sickness asks you, brother, why do you want me to leave your body? And you don't know what to say. He says, why do you want me to leave you? Give me proof. Give me evidence. But when you are not reading this word, when you are not reading the word of God, what will you say? But by the time you have that proof and evidence, if that sickness should come and said, why do you want me to leave you? And you get up on your feet and said, because it is written. God said it, that by his stripes I'm healed. That is when the sickness, we know that you have evidence. And that is when the sickness, we go. Same thing applicable to demon, to devil. If the devil asks you, why do you want me to leave your body? The devil challenges you and say, why do you want me to leave you? If you are not reading this word, what do you want to say? What is your evidence? What is your proof? But when you have this evidence, when you are and you tell the devil, for it is written, and God said it, that I should resist you, and you will flee. But remember, in James 5:7, it says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Brethren, why do you think the Bible says, submit yourself to God? Because he knows that you cannot resist the devil without knowing the Alpha and the Omega, without submitting yourself, without knowing his pattern, he knows you cannot resist the devil. That is why he says, submit yourself to God. Submit yourself to God. Brethren, submit yourself to God. Devil, and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Resist sickness, and he will flee from you. Number six, by God's spoken word, barriers are lifted, obstacles are removed, mountains are removed. By by God's spoken word. Inshallah brakusirano shilana namirano skada. Ila namirano sirane shala bandera nakatiya. Barriers are lifted. Mountains are cast into the sea according to Matthew 11:23. He said, whosoever will say to this mountain, be thou lifted and thrown into the sea, so will it be for him. Also in John 14:40, he said, whatever ye ask in my name, in the name of Jesus, because that name is the access code. Inshallah, barakusirana. Praise God. Whatever you ask in my name. Also in Jeremiah 33:3, he said, call to me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things that you knew not. Inshallah, barakusirana. Oh, la la, miranu sirana yeshadana. Now, another subtopic. What should be our disposition to the word of God? Number one, we should be humble. Ah, la la, mirano. Proverbs 16:18. It says, pride goeth before a fall. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Also in Matthew 23:12, he said, he that exalt himself shall be set abased, and he that humble himself. I don't think you understand what I'm saying. He said, he that humble himself shall be exalted. Number two, we must believe his words. We must believe his spoken words. Shalaf barano sirana. And also confess it in the area of possibility. Lala mirano sirane shalana. Ekele brano sirane shabatai. Number three, he said, we should declare the word of God. Don't keep the word of God only to yourself. There are people out there that are waiting for you, that are waiting to hear the word. Don't keep the word of God only to yourself. Declare the word of God. Declare the word of God. There are people out there that are eager to hear this word, and you are there keeping it to yourself. Shalaman kalatiranu sinanakate. Declare the word of God. Hey, shalama. Trust the word of God. Put your trust in it. Because in Proverbs 3:5, it says, trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. Lean on me. Depend on the Lord. Trust in the word of God. Trust in God's spoken word. Shala barakura ni sinanai. Trust in God's spoken word. Number five. Receive listening and acting to the word. Praise God. Receive the word. Listening to the word, hearkening to the word. Joshua 1:8. Let's go back to Joshua 1:8. He says, and that you may observe all that is written. He did not say that you may observe few. That you may observe to do according to all that is written. Brothers and sisters, receive listening to the word. Oh, shalakam balakate. Let's rise up as we begin to worship the Most High. O kala niranu sinaneri, shalabarani sinanai, ye kala nibranu sirakate shakato. Let's begin to worship the Holy God. Let's begin to worship in Him. Worship Him in spirit. I braku sirakati shakatai, lekombakate siranus kabata. O shalakambata. Lebranu sinana yana kumbrakatai. Oh, lebraku sinana. Lord, we worship you. We worship you. you are going to be praying that, Lord, the grace to follow you to the end, Lord, bestow upon me. In the name of Jesus, Shele kan parakusi nana, shala brakusi nana kadusha. Oh, let your word, let our spoken word, let your word begin to come to pass in my life. Eh, shala brakusi nana. Oh, lena nana. Oh, Lord, let your spoken word begin to come to pass in my life. In the name of Jesus, pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer.